Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Hello, everyone. This is Reaching World for Christ. Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood is here, and they'll be here shortly. And I see that we already got a caller on the line. And 706, come in and tell us your name and where you're at.
Hey there, Timothy. It's Brother Tony. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
would you like to go ahead and minister? Because there's no one on the line right now.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and minister for you. We're down here from Dalton, Georgia, and my wife and I attend Varnell Full Gospel Church in Varnell, Georgia. And I'm gonna go ahead and minister for you there for a little bit, Brother Timothy. Just got a little bit short time here because we've got a nursing home ministry we've got to get to here in a little bit. But I noticed that Brother Yearwood today put on the Facebook that we'd be talking about the gifts of God. And praise the Lord, and the Lord laid this on my heart to bring to y'all out of the second book of Timothy in chapter 1, amen. And this is Timothy talking, or Paul talking, the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy in verse 6. It says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands," amen. I just read that verse 6 right there, and one of the things that brought my that stood out to me and was brought to my attention by God was, you know, when Paul said stir up the gift of God. You know, we talk about gifts on this radio station tonight, and we talk about the gifts of God in this episode. You know, it's our duties as Christians and believers of Jesus Christ to stir up the gift of God. You know, a lot of us have different callings. Some of us are preachers. Some of us are pastors, teachers, evangelists, singers, you know, or some of us are just helping hands out there in the street. But the Bible says that they stir up the gift of God. You know, when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he wasn't just talking to Timothy, but he was talking to each and every one of us that are followers of Jesus Christ to stir up this gift that Jesus Christ gives us, and the Bible talks about, Paul talks about in other epistles in the Bible, and in other parts of the Bible, he talks about what the gifts are, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, patience, kindness, long-suffering, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've got to stir up the gift of the Spirit and let God work through us, amen. It's our job as Christians, amen, to praise the Lord, to get out there and get in the Word of God, get in connection with God through prayer, through fasting, through reading, and through seeking God, and get out there and get doing work to advance the kingdom of God, to help the kingdom of God grow, amen, to let people know that there is a God, that there is this man named Jesus Christ who died for our sins, to give us everlasting life, to redeem us, to heal us, to save us from hell's gate, amen, and hell's fire, amen. There is a God that died on the cross so that we can have this comforter that we call the Holy Ghost, amen. And I thank God so much that he placed this living Spirit in me. It's not a dead spirit. It's not a spirit that can't move. It's not a spirit that's in the grave. It's a spirit that's alive and well. And it's my job as a Christian, it's our job as Christians, to get together in one mind and one accord, amen, and stir up this Spirit of God, stir up this Holy Ghost fire, stir up this spirit that lies within us, and make a mighty move of God in this world, amen, to make a mighty move of God in our communities and in our churches. A lot of times we wonder why this world seems to be drifting away and falling apart. a lot of times it's because there's not enough Christians stirring up the Spirit of God. If we can just get in one mind and one accord and get together and stir up that Spirit of God together and let God move all over our communities and our towns, amen. There's no telling what God can do for the nation of America, praise the Lord. But I tell you, it starts with one-on-one, stirring up that spirit between you and God, stirring up that spirit with you and God, and getting down and seeking His face and praying to the Almighty God, the living Messiah. You know, He's not dead. He's still alive. There's an empty tomb there today that shows us that He's alive. There's a cross with nobody on it that shows us that He's alive. He's well and alive. He may have died for our redemption, our sin, but He rose 3 days later to show us just how powerful He is. And if we can get into the Spirit, amen, if we can get into the Spirit of God and stir that Spirit up, there's no telling what God can do for us in our lives and our ministries. There's no telling what kind of mighty move, what kind of mighty work God can do through you, whoever's listening to this program. There's no telling what God can do for you and your family. But if we want to stir that Spirit up, we've got to start with us and God. We've got to start one-on-one, just you and the Lord. Get down and seek the Lord, amen. Seek the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of your Bible and begin to say, God, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Start proclaiming a fast, amen. Start praying with a pure heart, with sincerity in your heart, and get connection with God and stir that Spirit up within you. And I tell you what, there ain't nothing like just sitting there, just getting on your knees and praying for, you know, an hour or 30 minutes or 10 minutes, however long it takes you to get stirred up in that Spirit. You know, it's all about the sincerity of our heart and how bad we want to reach God. You know, if we just want to reach God, God can stir up this gift, amen. God can stir up this gift that we call the Holy Ghost, amen. God can stir it up if we get down with a sincere heart and start praying, start becoming prayer warriors for the kingdom, amen. Start becoming prayer warriors for our family. Start becoming prayer warriors for our churches. God will pour out a mighty blessing upon us. God will pour out His Spirit upon us, and we'll start stirring up that Spirit. We'll start stirring up these gifts, and God will begin to work and move in our communities and our lives, amen. And there's no telling what God will do, amen. God is a good God. He's not holding nothing back from us. He's not holding these gifts back from us. He's not holding this Holy Ghost back from us. It's there for us. It's there for us to reach out and grab it. It's there for us for the taking if we want it, amen. But it takes a sincere heart to say, God, I want this gift. God, I want this salvation. I want this redemption. I want this Spirit, I want this Holy Ghost fire put up in my bones. I want this mighty move of God to work through me. I want these gifts. I want the gifts of healing. I want the gifts of peace. I want the gifts of speaking in tongues. I want the gifts of prophecy. I want it. Church is right there for us to take. It's right there in the hands of God, and He's not holding it back. He's not keeping us from it. It's right there for us. But it takes somebody with a willing heart, amen, and with a willing vessel, praise the Lord, to be a willing vessel, to say, God, here I am. Here I am. God, I want to get closer to you. God, I want to be more devoted to you. And I want to get more faithful to you. And I want to get more in contact with you and get more connected to the Lord and less connected to the world. We don't need this whole world. This world may have things to please the flesh, but it's no gift. It's no gift. It's just temporary. But the gifts of the Lord are eternal. The gifts of the Lord are eternal. We can even use them here on this earth. But no matter what, the gifts of the Lord are eternal for us to keep as long as we can stay faithful to the Lord, and as long as we continue to pray, and as long as we can continue to stay away from Satan, as long as we continue to stay away from sin, God can use us in such a mighty way, amen, because He's a good God, and He loves us. He placed us here on this earth to give us these gifts so that we can use them for His kingdom, so that we can use them for His glory, so that we can use Him to praise Him, amen. I just want to say I love the Lord tonight, and He's a good God. Y'all just keep praying for us over at Varnell Gospel, and keep praying for our ministry, and we love y'all, and God bless y'all. Go ahead and turn it back over to you, Timothy.
Thank you, Brother Tony, for blessing us with your ministry, and thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Brother Timothy. We love you, and God bless you.
Okay. We got some more callers calling in, and we've got 937. Come in and tell us your name and where you're at.
Frankboro, Ohio. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. We're glad to be on tonight, and we enjoy coming on the program, and I tell you, the Lord's good, and I understand, as far as I can understand, that the message tonight is on the blessings of Christ and the blessings of the Lord, and I tell you, I want to be blessed above everything else, but I don't know, you might have somebody else wanting to preach. I'm not sure. Do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, let me get John on here real quick, and then we'll come back to you.
Right, that's good. Thank you.
Area code 706, come in and tell us your name and where you're at.
Frida Litchfield from Thomaston, Georgia.
Okay, Frida, I thought you was John.
No.
It's good to have you on here with us tonight.
I'm glad to be with you.
All right, we'll be back with you in just a minute. Okay, Brother Clint, we're going to go back to you now, and you can go ahead and minister.
Okay, Brother Timothy, it's good to be with you, and the Lord's good, and I've got, I'm in the blessing of the Lord tonight. The Lord's my blesser, and I'm so glad I got on the Lord's side. I tell you, a lot of people want the blessings of God, but they're on the wrong side. They're working for the wrong one. If we work for God, then we will be blessed. And the Bible tells us, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 28, that he set before them blessings and cursings, and he told them that they'd be blessed in the field, they'd be blessed in their storehouse and their barns, and the blessings of the Lord would overtake them if they would do right and live right. And it's the same way today. Through the blessings of Christ, if we take Jesus as our Savior and we live for Him and we shun evil and do the good and we live upright before Him and walk before Him with a perfect heart, then we know that the Lord will bless us coming and going, and everything we put our hand to, that the Lord will bless it. And I was thinking Joshua over there in the book of Joshua. Joshua said to continue in the word there and do his commandments, and the Lord would bless them. And he's in the blessing business. God is out to bless somebody, and he's looking for people tonight that he can bless. And he's looking for somebody that'll live right and that'll believe on him and trust him. You know, he was looking down one day and found Abraham, and he knew that he could bless Abraham because Abraham was a faithful man, and Abraham would teach his children after him the way that they should go. And Abraham heard the voice of God, and he came out of the land of the Chaldeans, and he was heading to Canaan land. And now, telling you tonight, we're heading for Canaan land. We're heading for heaven itself one day. You know, Abraham sojourned in a strange country. The Bible said that he was a pilgrim and a stranger, and he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God, and he was looking to go to that city one day. And I believe today he's up there in heaven somewhere. And he's in that city of God, and he never found it here on this earth, but he found it when he crossed over onto the other side. And one day we're going to cross over, and we need to have our record right, and we need to live right. If we want the blessings of God, we can't get Abraham's blessing with Thomas' faith. We've got to have faith in Christ, and the promises of God tonight are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, if we're not in Christ, we can't claim the promises. But if we are in Christ, if we've been born again, washed in the blood, and we've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and we've been made a new creature in Christ, we can claim the promises of God. And I'm claiming those promises tonight. You know, we don't always see them coming to pass like we want to. But there's reasons for things that happen. And we know that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And the world does not agree with us. And the world tries to shun us and put us down. But I tell you, in God's sight, He loves us. And He is watching over His word to perform it. And His eyes is on the righteous. His ears open unto the cry. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He is no respecter of person tonight. It doesn't matter what country you come from tonight. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew, Greek, or whatever you might be. But I tell you, He's no respecter of person. For as many as received Him, He gives power to become the sons of God. And once we are in the family of God, we've got family rights. We've got things that we can call on God for. We can call on Him for healing. The Bible says that healing's a children's bread. And now I believe there in Psalms 103, the Bible said that forget not all His benefits, to forgiveth all thine iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases, and redeemeth the life from destruction. And He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfies our mouth with good things. And He renews our strength as eagles. And I thank God tonight that, sometimes we get weak and weary, but, we call on God. And, God comes through. He don't always come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. They thought He was late when He went to the tomb of Lazarus, but He was right on time. And He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth bound with grave clothes. And He said, loose him and let him go. First of all, He said, roll the stone away and loose him, let him go. And I tell you tonight, there's some people bound to the grave clothes tonight, but they can be loosed. I tell you, if you'll call on Jesus, He's no respecter of person. If you'll seek Him while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near, you can get deliverance for whatever it is that you need deliverance for. There's people tonight that need deliverance. They're bound by alcohol and different things, and they might be listening in to me tonight, somebody, and I tell you, Jesus is the answer. He still delivers, saves, and heals, and we need to go tell the world that salvation is real, that Jesus never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. He's the lily in my valley, and He's my bright and morning star. And He's my little lifter of my head, and He gives me strength when I'm down, and He supplies my needs. He said He would do it. He'd supply our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I thank God tonight that we've got the Word to stand on, Brother Timothy, that we can look to the Word of God, and we can see what our promises are. I'm so glad that He made a covenant with us one day. And He gave us His last will and testament and told us what we could have and what we should have and what we should not have. And I tell you, I don't want things that don't belong to me, but I want the things that do belong to me. And I want the things that God has set apart for His people. And one day we're going to a better home. We're going to a better place. We're going to a better country. We're going where the roses will never fade, where there'll never be graves over there in that fair land. There'll be no more sickness and disease, and we're going over there. And I'm laying up my treasure where the moth and the rust cannot, and the thieves cannot break through and steal. And I'm laying up my treasure in heaven. And I tell you, if we won't bless tonight, we better be blessing somebody else. Because He said, blessed I bless thee, and multiply, and I'll multiply thee. And I tell you what, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He said He'd cause men to give unto your bosom. I tell you, we need to obey God. And I tell you, you can't keep what you got unless you give it away. And if you give it away, then it's laid up in heaven for you. And one day you're going to reap a reward if you'll do what God would have you to do. And you'd stay on the battlefield and fight the good fight of faith and stand for Christ and let the world go by, and love not the world and the things that's in the world. Praise God. I'm so glad I'm saved by grace tonight, that salvation is real. Now I can feel Him in my soul. There's times of, we go through dry spells. We might not feel God. We might not feel the Lord like we want to, but we know from the Word of God we have assurance that He died on that cross, that we could have eternal life. And And we don't need to cast away our confidence, because one day it's going to have a great recompense and reward, and we're going to reap what we sow. And if we sow the righteous seed, we're going to reap righteousness. We're going to reap what we sow. Praise God. And I want to sow righteous seed for the reaping. One day there's going to be a payday coming. Praise God, down the road. And paydays are coming. Let's get ready, because paydays are coming. And I thank God tonight that I'm saved and born again by the Spirit. And I know some people might not think that I am, but I know that I am. And I thank God that he bought me with his precious blood. And the promises are yea and amen tonight. And we don't have to take a back seat to the devil. We don't have to throw in the towel and give up tonight. We can stand.
Amen.
Fast in the liberty where Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. One day I was entangled. One day I was lost. And one day I was bound. But I tell you, Jesus came by. What a difference since Jesus came by. I've never been the same. The people I used to run with, I don't run with no more. They separated themselves from me because of, they saw that I was different. They tried to come around. They'd offer me their beer, and they would try to tell their dirty jokes and things, and they found out I wasn't agreeing with all of that stuff, and I was trying to get them into the house of God. And I'll tell you, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God tonight. I'll tell you, it scares me to think how people's living this day and age when I think about some of them that I've witnessed to. And years have gone by, and they're still not saved. And I wonder, when will they ever come in at the door? When will they ever find Christ as their Savior? And why do they go on and act like the Lord is never coming back? But I want you to know tonight he's coming. He's coming again. And I want you to know tonight we not be defeated. We need to get our house in order. We need to get everything straight and everything right. Because Jesus is coming again. Glory to God, what a day that's going to be, friend, when the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And I want to make sure I make it. Praise God. I want to make it in.
Amen.
I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, but I'm getting the sin out of my life while I got time, praise God. If I have an advocate with the Father, if I mess up, I can go to Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, if you mess up, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Go back to Jesus. Go back and call on him. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Thank you,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to have you on here with us, our Brother Green. Has Sister Green obeyed the Lord yet?
No, she hasn't. Are you ready, Joanna? Yeah, she said she's ready if you need her.
Okay, just go ahead and let her obey the Lord, then we'll get Sister Frieda in there then after that. It's okay.
Praise God. Good to be here with you tonight, and love the Lord. Enjoyed that, what Brother Green's saying. The blessings of God is what this here is about tonight, and I felt led to read to you a little bit of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness and his name's sake, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. And right here, what this stuck out to me, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. And that there stuck out with me, that my cup will runneth over. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord tonight. You know, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things would be added unto us, all the things that we need. And the things we need are clothes and food and shelter. And he supplies those. If we dwell in the house of the Lord forever, praise God, our cup will runneth over. Hallelujah. And Psalms 91 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be with thy shield, shall be thy shield and buckler. I was thinking here, Brother Yearwood, how right here where he said, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And I heard a story one time. My aunt, I trust her very much, and what she says, I have a lot of confidence in her. And she was telling a story how she heard about this woman had went to the store alone. And when she got out of her car, she started to walk up to the through the parking lot. And these two men approached her from behind, and one of them grabbed one elbow and picked her up, and the other one grabbed the other elbow and lifted her up off the ground, and they started to run with her in toward the alley. And they got her into the alley and then carrying her, and she thought about this scripture, and she couldn't remember exactly how to quote it. All she could think of is, and she hollered out, feathers, 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 and said they let her, they just dropped her. They thought she went crazy. They dropped her and let her go and left her in the alley and took off running. And you know, that's God. He will protect you.
That's
he
right.
shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shall thou trust. You know, God will bring in our remembrance in time of need. He'll bring the scriptures to us. And he will be there. He knew exactly what that woman was trying to say. She knew that she put her trust in God. The blessings of the Lord overshadowed her and took her. Praise God that those men thought she had went mad or something and turned her loose and let her go. Praise God. We got to get the word under our belt. Praise God. We got to get the
Amen.
Word written on the tables of our heart so that when we need this in time of need, God will pour out his blessings upon us. And I was thinking, you know, you could read all of Psalms 91 if you want to. It's all real good. The whole Bible is good. But Malachi 3:9-11 says, Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10 says, Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith. Saith the Lord of hosts, if I
Amen.
Will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He's talking about our cup here runneth over. If we bring
yes.
our tithes into the storehouse. Now I know that some God knows if you have it, God knows if you don't have it. God knows that it's not just monetary. It is money. Sometimes, but it's also your time. It's also showing up to the house of God. It's also giving to the poor. It's also giving to the widow, visiting the fatherless and the men that are in prison. He said, what you do unto the least, you've done unto me. He said
Amen.
He will open up the windows of heaven. He will pour you out a blessing. So your cup runneth over. There'll not be enough room to receive all that God has got for you. So I tell you, there's benefits in this and serving God. All his promises are yea and amen. And I want you to pray for me. My voice is feeling a little rough tonight. I've been feeling like I was swallowing glass. And that started Saturday night. And I want you to pray for me. But you know, we had a need, Brother Yearwood. We had a need. And we had that need today. I was debating whether to make a certain phone call because I didn't think that we had the money to do what we needed to do. And it was a lot of money. It was, I'll tell you, it was $500 that we needed, and we didn't have it. And the situation that we're going through, we're not allowed to make any more credit debts, what we're seeking to do here. And, you know, I keep telling somebody, and I keep telling Clinton, my husband, this is all God's timing. I've been saying that for weeks. It is all in God's timing, and we're needing certain things to happen. And I was trying to decide whether to make a certain phone call to change things around a little bit that would benefit us in the long run. And I needed $500, I thought, to do this. Well, I went to the mailbox. The mailman had run earlier today, and probably about an hour and a half ago, I went to the mailbox, maybe 2 hours ago now. And in the mailbox, Brother Yearwood, sure as my name is Joanna Green, I looked in the mail, and I'm not kidding you, but there was a check for $407. And I said,
Amen.
There's our answer. I'm going to call this person, and I'm going to make some changes because now we're able to do what we needed to do. And I
Amen.
Asked the person, I said, how much are we going to need? Are we going to need $500? And she said, no, you only need $200. Oh, I praise God.
Amen.
I thank God because he answered through the mail. God,
Amen.
God will be there right on time. He will pour
yeah.
out blessings that will overtake you. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so merciful. Hallelujah. If you have
Amen.
A need tonight, all you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord, because if you've been laying up your treasures in heaven, praise God, he will sure pour it out to you. He'll open up the windows to you. He'll pour it out so much that you can't even contain all the blessings. There's not enough room to receive it all. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood. If you need us some more, we'll be right here, brother. We've got your back. We're right here by your side. We want to help. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. God bless you, and we appreciate you. Appreciate everything you're doing there. Let's see. Oh, Sister Frieda, I'll let Betty read the prayer request, and maybe Tim sing a song, then we'll get you on
okay.
there to obey the Lord.
All right.
I just want to say I praise the Lord for victory in Jesus. I want to thank the
yes.
Lord for setting the captive free, and I just thank him for what he's going to continue to do in this individual.
Amen.
I just praise God that he has come through and set the captive free. And I thank God for the blessing that Joanna and Brother Green got today. We're
Amen.
Talking about the blessings of the Lord today, and I just thank God for all the blessings that he's been giving us, and I thank him for coming through for us today on a situation that we was in, and God went in our favor, so
Amen.
I just give God all the praise and glory for that.
Praise God.
And I would like to say, I want everybody to remember Bob Hicks' family. The funeral is tomorrow, so I know their hearts are heavy, so let's just lift that family up to God tonight. And Brother Eddie Bolton, we talked to him this week. His back is still giving him a fit, so let's remember Brother Eddie and his family. And Brother Fred Brannon, he really needs a miracle from God. He has cancer. And Edith Hampton, she needs a miracle from God. She has cancer. And Keith Green, he also needs a miracle. He's got cancer. And let's remember Debbie Samples tonight. And remember Brother John. He said he might be able to get on a little bit later. So let's remember him. Let's remember all those that need to be set free and delivered and saved. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, and we'll let Tim go ahead and sing a song here, then we'll get you on our Sister Frieda to obey the Lord.
Okay. Jesus Christ has risen with healing in his wings, and by the
dreams. Now the devil, he's just a liar, and for a time I was deceived. He said there's no excuse for crying. Demons, grins, is all you'll need. But those saints, they started praying, and the Holy Ghost worked in me. He unlocked all the prison doors, set the captive spirit free. He healed all the brokenness and gave me liberty. He filled me with the Holy Ghost, now walk in victory. Well, I've got a reason to sing, and I've got a reason to tell, and I am not ashamed to tell you what it's all about. You see, Jesus Christ is risen with healing in his wings, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. Well, I've got a reason to sing, and I've got a reason to shout, and I am not ashamed to tell you what it's all about. You see, Jesus Christ is risen with healing in his wings, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, 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 I walk in victory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let Kim sing that one more time. Praise
thank
the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
God. Thank
after
you.
All, this is church service. This ain't just a show.
Praise
it's,
the Lord.
It's get a blessing from God by just keep it a-going. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got a reason to sing, and I've got a reason to shout, and I am not ashamed to tell you what it's all about. You see, Jesus Christ is risen with healing in his wings. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. My God, he's a healer. He's a healer of broken wings. He lets me soar like an eagle, and he makes my heart to sing. And he is more, so much more. He's more than anything. My God, he's a healer of broken wings. Now the devil, he's just a liar, and for a time I was deceived. He said there's no use in trying. Demons, kids, is all you'll need. But those saints, they started praying, and the Holy Ghost worked in me. He unlocked all the prison doors, set the captive spirit free. He healed all the brokenness and gave me liberty. He filled me with the Holy Ghost, now walk in victory. Well, I've got a reason to sing, and I've got a reason to shout, and I am not ashamed to tell you what it's all about. You see, Jesus Christ is risen with healing in his wings, and by the power Jesus Christ has risen, with healing in his wings, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, 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 I walk in victory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I'll walk in victory. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that we are walking in victory. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you're not walking in victory tonight, you need to do a little bit of praying and get under the power of the Holy Ghost and let it flow for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Frieda, come on and obey the Lord.
Okay, but I want to do some praise reports first. I know y'all been praying. This, I have been sick off and on for a couple of weeks, so that's why I hadn't been on. But I'm feeling a whole lot better today. And I want to say today my dad turned 73, so I'm thankful that I still got my father with me. But thanks for all the prayers for my mom passing away. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Man. And then I was talking to a friend right before the broadcast comes on, and she was telling me, you know, the Lord has his perfect timing for everything. She just had a little bit of money. She was just going to go into the store and get what she wanted. Well, a family member came up to her and says, come on, go with me. She went in there and bought her $25 worth of groceries, and she went to her daughter's house and cooked food. So, you know, he's always on time if we'll just listen to her. And she told me that yesterday.
Amen.
It was yesterday. This is a good close friend. I worked with her for years, and I keep telling people, you got to turn it loose and let the Lord take it. And she told me, she says, I was sitting here praying one night, and she said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And she was having vehicle problems, and he said, go out there and crank the car. She went out there and cranked that car. Brother Yearwood, that car cranked. It's been going ever since. And everybody else was trying to tell her, you got transmission problems. She said, I haven't been down. I said, you got to let the Lord take control, not you.
Amen.
The Lord knows what we need. And she went out there and cranked that car, and she was on cloud nine. She said, you know what? I said, what? She said, I went out there and done what he told me to do, and that car cranked up. She said, it's been riding ever since. I said, uh-huh. What have I been trying to tell you? I said, he knows everything. He knows our needs before we even ask what we need. And I said, you need it. I'm glad you're finally listening to what I'm telling you. I said, I'm telling you what the Lord tells me to tell you. And she's been shouting for joy. She's been shouting for joy. So, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. All right, I'm going to start out in Proverbs 10:21. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Then I'm going to Genesis 24:35. There it is. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He has become great. He hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And then I'm going to 26:12, Genesis 26:12. Then I soweth in that land and receiveth in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. You know, we have to get out our own self. The Lord knows our needs before we need. And all we have to do is just say, Lord, you tell me what you want me to do and where you want to go. You know, he blesses people. He does. He blesses people tremendously. We either get 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. But we have to get all of our own, what we want for ourselves. We ain't ourselves anymore. We're the Lord. And the Lord tells you do what he wants you to do. And, I mean, it feels wonderful to see all the blessings that he's bringing our way. But, you know, it's not just, it can be time. It can be different things, but you see the blessings. My dad being 73 today, that's a blessing. I and I talked to him, I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing good. And he's got so many people around him that loves him, family members and friend members. And he said, I said, who have you talked to today? Because we try to keep in touch every two or three days. And he said, I've talked to one of the ladies over there. I think she's at High Falls. And he said, her sister and her brother-in-law, I think, is coming over there Friday to take him out for lunch for his birthday. But, you know, that's all together. That's a blessing for what the Lord wants his people to have, you know. And I thank the good Lord that he's blessing me, and I appreciate everything. Now, I still ain't got my blessing, my full blessing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Y'all still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
I ain't got my car, but I'm still waiting on it. I know the Lord's timing is the right timing. I haven't gave up on it. I'm not being over patient. I said your timing is not my timing. It's gonna come to me. You're gonna give it to me. So I'm still waiting on that blessing. But all the other ones, I mean, it's wonderful the way the Lord is blessing people. And you know, I got one more prayer request, and then I'm gonna let y'all have it back. I got a need too, but I am not worried about it. The Lord, I got an electricity bill due tomorrow, but I am not worried about it. All I got to do is just say, Lord, like if he can give Sister Joanne and give y'all blessings, he can do me the same way. So it's
Amen.
All the Lord's timing. If I have to make other arrangements, but I don't think I'm going to have to, I'm going to have that too. And that he's gonna fulfill all his blessings because I'm one of his children. I am waiting for everything that he has
Amen.
For me. Back to y'all.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. That's wonderful. Word there, and I tell you what, your need is going to be met, sister. It's on the way.
I
just give God the praise
yep.
and the glory for it. Amen.
Yep.
So
yep.
we got another one here that's going to sing, and just obey the Lord. So just worship the Lord with him as he sings. Praise the Lord.
I won't enter his gates, give me my heart. I won't enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice that he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice that he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice that he has made me glad. I will enter his greatness, came in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice that he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice that he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate
good.
That. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that he has made me glad. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. If you got your Bibles, why don't you turn with us to 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, verse 17 and 18. We're going to start right there, and so just pray for us. It says in the 17th verse, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight that I know that I know. That scripture is right because, praise God, I remember back in 1975. I don't know why, but I keep pointing the devil back to 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I point him back to there because that's when the old man was crucified. That's whenever all old things passed away. Right there in Dalton, Georgia, on the corner of Glenwood and on Tyler Street, right in front of Cassie's Minute Market. I went and was sitting in front of a little Volkswagen car. I've told this a lot of times, but I remember that when all old things passed away, I remember when the alcohol, when the drugs, when the paint thinner, when all of that garbage went out of the top of my head, right out through the top of that little Volkswagen car, and I become a new creature. I've never been the same since then. Praise God, I tell you what, if a man says he's been saved and he's not changed, his attitude don't change, his looks don't change, his ways don't change, he's never been, he's never met the Lord, he's never got saved, praise God, because the scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All of the old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Whenever a man gets saved and a man gets deliverance, you can see the count in their face. You can see the change in them. Praise God, nobody don't have to tell you. They don't have to get up and write a sign saying that I've been saved, because God will let their counsels change. They'll let a flow. They'll let a light shine out through that person's face, through them, praise God, and you can feel the deliverance. You can feel the difference in them. And praise God, and look into verse 18. It says, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Christ, by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. I can't even say that word, but praise God. God knows what I'm trying to say. Praise God, I tell you what. God, whenever he gets a hold of a man, he will change. And I thank God for it. Let's look into Romans 8 and verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to be able to report. Praise God, if you are saved, then you're walking after the Spirit of Christ. Then the blessings of God can come up on you. Praise God, I tell you what, it's a time that people realize that there's no more condemnation that's in them, that's in Christ Jesus. There's no more sin, praise God, in anybody's life. I know there's a doctrine going around teaching that you must sin a little bit more or less every day. But my friend, that ain't what the Word of God says. The Word says in Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, perfect. He's telling us right here that there's no more. Praise God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If we're walking after the Spirit, praise God, we're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. We're not in the sinning business. If we're in the sinning business, then we've never made a change. We've never have dedicated our life to God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, that we can be a changed person. We can be a new person, as someone done said there a while ago about the blessings of God overtaking you. I tell you what, if you're living where you ought to be with God, God on the right time, he will overtake you with the blessings. Hallelujah. The blessings, hallelujah, God's got them for you and I. He's got our names on them, praise God. And the time will come that whenever he'll hand it to you, He'll not be slack in his promises, short in his promises. But whatever he promised us, praise God, he will do it. I'm so thankful, praise God, that he is a God that's not a God that should lie, but he's a God of the truth, and he will. Whenever he tells you something, it will happen. Let's look into Ephesians 1 and verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his glory, his grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that there's forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. And, you know, praise God, his grace will endure forever. His mercy endureth forever. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that God is still God. He's still reaching out to them that will look to him, the author and the finisher of their faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look into Colossians 1 and 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, through the redemption, through his blood, praise God, we can have the forgiveness of sin. I tell you what, there's too many today running around hollering that I'm a Christian, I'm a child of the King, but they've got sin in their life. They're practicing sin every day, but God is not pleased with that. My friend, I'm going to tell you, I know that God said if we sin, that we have an advocate with the Father, his Son, his blood would cleanse us from all sin, but he tells us not to sin. He tells us to walk holy and dedicate ourselves before him. I tell you, it's a time that people needs to wake up. It's a time that people need to realize that God is still God. He's still on the throne, still doing the work that he said he would do. Hallelujah. And I'm glad tonight that the blessings of Christ, hallelujah. That's the title of our message tonight, the blessings of Christ, hallelujah. The blessings, glory to God, is for us tonight, for whosoever will come, praise God, can have the blessings of God. Let's look into Acts chapter 4 and verse 10 and through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who ye crucified, who God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. You know, praise God. I'm so glad tonight, praise God, that Jesus Christ, he's standing before us, and he's standing there whole. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 11. This is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which is become the head of the corner. You know, praise God, Jesus, he become the head of the cornerstone. You know, praise God that people needs to realize that they need to build up on the cornerstone. They need to take authority and build up on him. Let's look into verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that there's no other name given under heaven tonight where that must be saved but through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that Jesus, he's calling people tonight to repent of their sins. He's calling people to dedicate their lives to him. He's calling people, telling them that they must be born again if they want to make heaven their home. I tell you, let's look into Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I thank God. I experienced some of the blessings today of God. I experienced some of the blessings of day of the Lord. And you know, praise God, God is still God. He's still got blessings. He's still pouring them out. He's still handing them out to people that will accept them. You know, praise God. Let's look into 2 Corinthians 1:19 and verse 20. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yet yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promise of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that everything, praise God, is right. I'm glad the Word of God is right, and we can stand upon the Word of God, and we can go with the Word. Hallelujah. I've got some more scriptures. I'm going to let Betty read them. Here they're in Deuteronomy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I have commanded you this day. And a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known.
Praise God. I'm glad tonight if we'll keep the commandments of the Lord. I'll praise God the blessings, hallelujah, that God has thrown upon us. We first got to keep his commandments. We've got to walk up the way that he said for us to walk. We've got to talk the talk that he talked. We've got to minister the word that he told us to minister. If we don't, then we're going to be cursed with a curse. And I tell you, I don't want the curses of God. I don't want the damnation of God poured out on me, but I want the blessings of God. I'm going to try my best to keep his commandments. I'm going to try my best to tell the world that Jesus come and died on the cross that they could have life and have it more abundant. I tell you, that would be the blessings that Christ has for us tonight. If we would walk and tell them about the blessings that Christ has for us, my friend, and you can get a blessing by being a blessing, by telling somebody that they must repent, they must turn from their evil ways. They must not serve a strange God, but they must serve the one and only. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the one, praise God, that come from heaven. He left his throne. He come down here, and he hung and bled and died on the cruel tree that you and I could have this life and have it more abundant. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that we can accept the blessings of God, that we can receive from him. I'm glad tonight that, praise God, just like we just read there a while ago here, hallelujah, in the book of Acts, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, let's see here. There's no other name. The 12th verse of the 10th chapter of Acts. I mean the 4th chapter of Acts, I'm sorry. The 4th chapter of Acts and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No other name given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. Now, I'm going to let Betty read here in Deuteronomy 28 and just worship the Lord there with us. Hallelujah.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I was just thinking there when she's reading that, you know, the enemy, he'll rise up against you, but if you just leave it all in the hands of God, the devil has to flee from you seven ways. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that today I spoke these words before we went into this place. I said, this battle's not mine, but it's thine. And I tell you what, we got in there, and everything, praise God, was turned around. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. God moved. God come on the scene. And I tell you what, I was thinking, you know, how the Bible we ministered here, I believe it was either Friday night or last Tuesday one, we mentioned something about Daniel being in the lion's den, how the Lord said, the scripture said, the Lord sent an angel down to close the lion's mouth. And I thank God today the Lord sent an angel down to close the lion's mouth. I tell you what, praise God, there wasn't nothing said. Wasn't a thing was turned around, but they just held their peace. And thank God the Lord went our way. And I tell you what, I'm so thankful that God come on the scene. And my friend tonight, God will come on the scene for you. You may be standing in the middle of a lion's den, but just cast your cares over on him, for he cureth for you. He will make the enemy flee from you seven ways. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that we can have the blessings of God, that we can know of the blessings of God will overtake us. I thank God, like I thought there a while ago, that Sister Green was going to get on down there a little bit further when she was talking in Malachi there about the storehouse, about the having the tithes and the offerings. And I tell you what, I thank God it goes on down just a little bit further. And it said even this whole nation have robbed God in tithes and offerings. And I tell you what, it goes on down a little bit further. And it said that if you would pay your tithes and your offerings, God will bless you for it. He said that he would praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I will rebuke the devourers for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome, saith the Lord of hosts. Delightful land, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, I thank God. Hallelujah. If we just be obedient to him, he's going to rebuke the devourers that come your way. If we just obey God, hallelujah, he will turn things around. He will, praise God, have the mailman run before his time. And he will bring you what you have a need of. That brings it back to my remembrance. One time, several years ago, I had five kids in home, and every one of them was too young to even think about working or anything else. But praise God that we eat the last meal that we had that evening, and the next morning was breakfast. And praise God, the Lord told me to get in my car and go down the road. I got in the car and went down the road, and there was a great big, and this was in the middle of the summer. And the rabbits, you know, in the middle of the summer, they're real poor and they're real skinny. But this rabbit here, just about dusty dark, it jumped up out of a ditch line. It come across the road, and I stopped and I backed up. And they said, why are you backing up? I said, back there's our breakfast. I stopped and I backed up. And praise God, there was a rabbit. And when I started cleaning that rabbit had great big fat chunks of meat rolled up under its skin. And we had the rabbit for breakfast. And praise God, the mailman, he never run before 2 or 3 o'clock. How about that day at 11:30? I looked out and I seen the mailman, and he was a running, and he brought about $240. He stuck it in my mailbox. I got it out and I said, I will go and buy groceries. God always come on the scene. If you would just be obedient to him, if you will listen and honor him and take care of his commandments, he will take care of you. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight of God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know who my Savior is. I know who has the blessings. I know who has them and who will bring them to us. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight for the blessings of God. I tell you what, I'm excited because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to let Tim come and sing another song. And Brother Green, you're a Sister Green one. Get ready to come on and obey the Lord. And Sister Frida, you get you something there. And they get done, we'll get you back in there again. So we just praise the Lord. So go ahead there, Tim. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying this broadcast tonight. I'm just enjoying it because I believe the presence and the power of God is going out across the airwaves. I believe he's going to touch people's lives. I believe there's going to be people changed because of this message, because not just mine, but Brother and Sister Green's and Sister Frieda's and Brother Tony. I think he was in here before I got in here. I got in here kind of late, but I was about my Father's business. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one that come on here tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Tim if he's ready. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I see I've made it through the night. I listen for my family, sure enough, they're all right. As we gather round the table, bow our heads in thankfulness. With tear-filled eyes, my heart cries, still blessed. There's never a day he doesn't give me all I need. And even when I wake up to the storm, my soul cries tears. Sometimes I've tried to count them, they're to me, yeah. Now I don't want to leave my family, I don't want to leave my friends. Oh, but lately I've been homesick, how I long just to be with him. So in the morning too you find me with my eyes closed in death. Oh, a victory, what glory to praise. There's never a day he doesn't give me all I need. And even when I wake up to the storm, my soul cries peace. Sometimes I've tried to count them, they're too many, I confess. So with arms of grace, I just say, still blessed. Sometimes I try to count. counts in. There are too many I confess. So with arms of grace I can say still blessed.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So Brother Green, you're Sister Green one. Go ahead there and obey the Lord.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I've enjoyed the broadcast, I tell you. It sure has been good tonight, listening to the preaching and how we're blessed people. And I was thinking about how you was talking about there would be a change take place when we get saved. We become a new creature in Christ. And, you know, I thank God that He took away my want to. He changed
Amen.
My want to. I don't do the things that I used to do no more because I want to be pleasing to my God. And I want the blessings of the Lord to rain down on me. I don't want Him to be ashamed of me. I want Him to say, "Thou good and faithful servant, enter therein." Praise God when I get ready to cross over Jordan. And I was
Amen.
Thinking about in Genesis chapter 12, God was talking to Abram. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee
Amen.
Shall all families of the earth be blessed." Praise God. And you
Amen.
Know, Brother Yearwood, that's to you and I today. We are the seed.
Yes,
praise
it is.
God. We are one of the children of Abraham because of faith, believing in Jesus Christ, because He is the seed. The promise came through Abraham and his seed, which means Christ Jesus. And now through Christ Jesus in the new covenant, and we believe on Jesus, the blessing is to us. And, you know, I was thinking how God told Abram that He would make his name great. And I was thinking, Brother Yearwood, when we got saved, you know, my name can't be no higher than it is now. And I'm not
Amen.
Talking about in Hollywood. I'm not talking about in some popularity television thing or nothing like that. My name is as high above as it could ever be. And that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Book of Life.
Praise God. He said, rejoice not because the devil, the demons are subject unto you, but to rejoice because your name is written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know, they say that no one can take you out of the palm of God's hand. No one can pluck you out, but sin yourself can take you out of the hand of God. I tell
Amen.
You, little Kyle blessed my soul when he sang tonight. And I hope he can hear me because that child is a blessing. And he has sung to the whole world. Praise God. And Kyle, if you're listening to me, and if you obey your parents in the Lord, which is Brother and Sister Yearwood, they're your parents in the Lord, God will give you long life. If you serve God all the days of your life, He will bless you. Praise God. He will take care of every need, every thought. You know, Brother Yearwood, I was thinking how the scripture had come to me in 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that
Amen.
Ye may be able to bear it. Praise God. So a lot of people want to take that their scripture and say, God won't put on me more than I can bear. It's talking about temptation there. He won't let you be tempted above what you can be. He'll make a way escape for you, that ye may be able to bear it. You're able to escape it. That means if you're in a workplace and people are telling jokes and you know it's not pleasing God and you in the beginning you're in the conversation and it changes. And you know the worldly folks will do that. They'll change and the conversation will turn ugly. And you're already in it and you're like, oh, Lord, I need to get out of this. I can't laugh at it. It's not funny. It's displeasing to God and God sees me. and then God will make a way for you to escape. A soft answer turneth away wrath. You can turn around and just walk away. You can go to your desk and start looking for a paper and pen. Even if you're going to write, praise the Lord on there. Praise God.
Amen.
He will make a way of escape for you that you do not have to participate in something that is ungodly and you don't want no part of it. You don't have to follow through with that. Praise God. God is good. I'm telling you, he'll make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It doesn't mean that when death comes and when things, trials come, when poverty comes, when things like that, you know, David said, I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. Praise God. God is good. He'll make a way of escape for you and I. The blessings of the Lord, we will make a door. He'll open a door that no man can shut, and he'll close a door that no man can open. I love the Lord. He is so good. I just want to hear him, you know. I want to, blessed is he that hears the words of the prophecy in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Blessed are those that hear the words of this prophecy. Praise the Lord. When we read this book and we read our Bible, we are blessed people. Praise God. We've got a God. I tell you, when we read our Bible, the King James Bible, that is the only book where the author is always with you. Praise the Lord.
Man.
Oh, I'm going to turn it to Brother Green. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Newwood. I sure appreciate you. Good to have Sister Frieda back. We've been missing her. And you all just pray for us. We'll pray for you. And we pray for any of them out there that's listening to this broadcast. And if you don't know Jesus and you want the blessings of God and you want to be under the shadow of the Almighty, Psalms 91, praise the Lord. You know, when they did that to our country on 9/11, they thought they had won. Many lives were taken then. And if those lives that were lost that day, if they were saved and they knew Jesus, they were on the winning side. And they won because they crossed Jordan. And they made it to heaven. But those that weren't saved and wasn't ready, they didn't make it there. And they're in a place called hell. I tell you, we need to be ready at all times. Praise God. And know the enemy thought he won. Even on that very day, September 11. And that's 9-1-1 to us. And that's victory for the saints. Praise God. God is on the, we are on the winning side when we're with him. They sing a song, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. Praise the Lord. How'd that song go? I'm so glad I crossed over the line. Well, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. That line that separates darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. It may not be the right tune, but I'm so glad I crossed over. And I plan to stay there, and I'm not, there's nothing to go back to. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Green.
All right. It's good to be on the Lord's side. You know, we're going to win. We've read the end of the book. We know how the book ends, and we know we are going to win with victory. We look into the book of Daniel, and it says there, I believe it's the 7th chapter, said the saints of the Most High shall possess the kingdom. So, you know, it's like leaven hid in 3 measures of meal. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a woman that hid leaven in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Well, one of these days, the kingdom is going to be delivered over into our hands, and we're going to reign with Christ 1,000 years, and after that 1,000 years, we're going on into eternity to reign with Christ and to do whatever it is that God will have us to do. And we know that we are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I thank God tonight. I want to stroll over heaven with you some sweet day. When all these things have passed away, I want to be there with you, and I want you to make it. And some of you out there, I don't know you, but if I did know you, you know, you could be my friend. And I'll tell you, I never found Christians yet that weren't good people. I'll tell you, they're not of the world. They're in the world, but they're not of the world. They have a new nature, and they have that nature of Christ. That's one of the promises, one of the blessings that we can have when we're born again. We get a new spirit, and that spirit is an excellent spirit. It's the spirit of God, and it's the spirit of Christ. And I thank the Lord for that sweet spirit that I have, that the Lord gave me, changed my life and turned me around. You know, I was thinking I got saved in 1975 also. Later in the year, there in the fall of the year, the leaves and things were changing, and God made a change in me. I thank God that He did, and I've never been the same, and I'm not going to go back to what I used to be, because I have a choice every day that I live. I'm still a free person. God will not make me do anything that I don't want to do. But, you know, I've set my affection on things above, and I'm looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, and I'm running the race with patience. And I'm not going to lay my armor down, because I'm getting closer and closer to the finishing line. And I thank God when we cross over, we're going to cross over into the Canaan land, into heaven itself. Praise God. We've crossed over in a type into Canaan land today if we're born again. But, you know, there was giants in Canaan land, and they had to defeat those giants. And once we're born into the kingdom of God, we're going to face adversity. We're going to have to face giants and things that's going to come up in our pathway. But, you know, I thank God we can overcome the giants in our life. And that's one of the promises of God. The blessings is that we can overcome. And we are overcomers, according to the book of Revelation. In the first three chapters, the Bible said that we're overcomers, and Christ overcame. He overcame, and we're also overcoming. And we're overcoming every obstacle that gets up in our way. I thought about David. You know, he didn't run from the giant, but he ran toward that giant, and he defeated that giant. He didn't hide somewhere like the rest of them was hiding, and he wasn't shaking in his boots if he had any. But he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of God?" And he took him five smooth stones out of the brook, and he went and faced that giant. And Saul tried to put the armor on him, but David said, "I haven't proved this armor. I've already proved what I've got, and God has been with me." And I tell you, we need to keep God on our side. If we want to win every battle, we'll have to have the Lord on our side. And if we walk pleasing before Him, Joshua and Caleb went up into them mountains, and they said, "We can take the land." They said, it's a beautiful land. It's flowing with milk and honey. And the rest of them said, "No, there's giants in that land." But Caleb said, "No, we can take it. Let's go up immediately." You see, they had a different spirit, the Bible said, with them. They had faith in God. They weren't looking at the size of those giants. They was looking at how big God was. Now, I tell you tonight, we need to not look at the giants that are around us and the troubles and trials. But we need to look to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to look to Him, because He's greater than all. And there's nothing impossible with Him if we can believe. He said all things are possible to him that believeth. And I'm so glad that I have the promises of God tonight through Christ. That no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I tell you, the world don't have much help today, but a Christian, he's got all kind of help, and he's got unlimited resources in God. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He can prepare us a table in the presence of our enemies, and our cup can run over with joy. And I'm so glad. You know, he hath made me glad. The Lord hath made me glad. And he's given me joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's been times I got so happy didn't know what to do with myself. And, you know, you can get happy in the Lord. And the Bible said the saints shall shout. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might, because he was thinking on the things of God when he brought the ark back. And And David was dancing before the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And I tell you, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you can do things that you never did do before. You know, I was thinking about that prophet. The Spirit of God come on him, and he outran the chariot. I believe it was for 20 miles. He outran Ahab. I'll tell you, that's some power. The power of God come upon Samson one day, and he carried the gates of the city. He pulled them up and carried them off. Now, I'll tell you, God can give you strength to stand in time of trouble. If you're going through trials and things today, look unto Jesus. He's the way maker. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up as wings of eagles, and they shall run and grow not weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'll tell you, we need to wait upon God. And God's a good God tonight. I'm claiming the blessings. You know, we have to stake our claim. We have to say, I'm claiming it, and I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to quit, not going to give up, but I'm going to hold on to the blessings of God. And I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Green, Sister Green. I really appreciate the word of God and appreciate you coming on there and helping us. And appreciate you just going ahead there earlier whenever I couldn't be in here right at the present time, or Betty couldn't be in here, but God knows all about it. We was about our Father's business. Just thank God for it. So you ready to sing, Tim? I'll let Tim sing. Sister Frieda, you come on after Tim sings there and obey the Lord.
Okay.
We want to pray for your needs there tonight, too. We want to pray that God's going to give you your car that you have the need of.
Okay.
The blessings of Christ. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, I've really enjoyed this broadcast tonight. I just thank God for it, because God has really been blessing on this one. So I just give God the glory and the praise for it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. It's running deep, it's running wide, it's running over down inside. Earth and Satan cannot replace this happiness I feel. It comes from Jesus Christ, a comforting soul real. Joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. It will be full, it will remain, it melts the sorrow and the pain. I will count it all for good when things are darkest night. I know He'll restore my soul with the morning light. Joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Down inside.
Praise the Lord. I've got joy way down deep inside of my soul. I praise God for that. You know, ain't a whole lot of people, especially if they're out there in the world, they don't have no joy. But if they think they do, but there's a pleasure in sin for a season, but the time will come whenever their season runs out and they're in trouble. So, Sister Frieda, I feel like we'll just pray for you right now, then just turn you loose and let you obey the Lord. We got 19 minutes left, so we're just going to go ahead and pray for your needs right now and pray that God will make a way and give you that car that you need. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we praise you, Lord Jesus, for Sister Frieda, God. Lord, we bring her to you right now. Lord, we just place her, God, right before you, God. And Lord, you know the car that she has the need of. And Lord, we just bring that car to you, God. We just place it in your hands. And Lord, we place Sister Frieda in your hands. God, Lord, that you meet that need, God. And Lord, that need for tomorrow. God, we just ask you, Lord, that you will meet that need. Father, Lord, you have it, God. All you got to do is just speak the word. And Lord, all you got to do is just send it to her. And Father, you got the one that can do it. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Frieda. Got 18 minutes. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. Well, I want to say something while he was just saying, joy, that joy in the soul. Well, we got a radio station. It's a Christian radio station called Joy FM 93. It's 93.3. And, I mean, you know, I listen to it quite often when I'm not busy doing other things. But, you know, it feels so good to listen to Christian music coming through the speakers, and that's all I listen to. And I said, and it says joy, joy, joy. And I mean, it's wonderful. All right, I'm going to be coming first from Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men. Verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You know, we have to let the Lord bless us. And we have hope. He gives us hope. That we're not at the end of the rainbow. Man. He has hope at the end of the rainbow, but he has hope for us. When people see that we got hope, they want hope too. And the other one's going to be coming from number 6, and I'm going to start at verse 22 and go through 27. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. As they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, I will bless thee. You know, we are part of the children of Israel too. If we're from Amen. The seed of Abraham, we are through the children of Israel too. But you know, it feels good to see the way the Lord is moving things. We have to depend on him. And Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother and Sister Green, I depend on him. I might not have a full-time paying job, but the Lord always meets my needs. You know what I mean? And it feels so good to just turn it all over to him. And I've been learning. I'm probably been in the ministry almost as long as y'all have. But, you know, sometimes we have a dry period. And I know in the last year, 2 years, the Lord has impressed upon me the way that I'm supposed to go and what to do. And, you know, when you get out of your own self and let the Lord be your leader, your guider, and your director, he will tell you what to do, where to go. And I've seen people, and I mean yesterday, I got people around me, and I mean my aunt told one of the ladies that came to the when Mom was passed away. And she come up to the, and I mean, the Lord has it just on time. She said, I heard you being sick. I said, yeah. Well, the Lord provided me a supper last night. She brought me a dish of lasagna, and I said, thank you, Lord. He's always
Amen.
On time. If you just get out of it and let him do what he wants, he knows everything we need. He knows everything we need. And, you know, I praise him, and I adore him, and I said, Lord, whatever I can do to help you, I'm your willing vessel. Show me and tell me what to do and where to go. And I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed. I do. And everything's going to fall in place like he was in his time. And I'm just waiting
Amen.
For it. I'm just waiting for it. Back to you.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. Yeah, God will let everything happen right in his time. He won't be late.
That's right.
And
nope.
Just thank God for that. So
yes.
I don't know if Betty's got something here she's wanting to read or what. There, I think she might have, so. Just worship the Lord with her there.
Okay.
Genesis 39, starting with verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made him all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. Sorry about that. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his masters... Oh, I've gone too far, sorry. Didn't mean to do that one.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. And appreciate the word there. I tell you what, you know, God is pouring the blessings out to the people that will be obedient to him, you know. And so I just thank God for it. So we'll let Tim come and sing another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
He has family, friends of mine. He loves the Lord with all his heart. So the devil went to God and said, oh, Job would fall apart. You should take away his fortune. Let me put him to the test. Soon poor Job lost his health and wealth and all the rest. And as his troubles added up, fell down on his said, Lord, I still got one thing, and that's your love for me. You've got to count your blessings. I'm one of you, child. Count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. Those might have, could have, and should have been dark. Nothing but distressing. When you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings. You may go through hard times when you fall into despair. Remember you're surrounded by his blessing everywhere. Send a neighbor's helping hand, or in that sunshine. from old Joel. Give thanks for what you got. Give God the count, your blessing. I want if you trust. Count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. Those my half could have been done. Nothing but distressing. When you're down and out, it's time to count your blessing. One risen Savior, one perfect love, one holy promise, what is enough? You've got to count your blessings, and one if you try, count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. Those my half could have and should have been thought. Nothing but distressing. When you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that.
Praise God.
Brother and Sister Green, you guys got any prayer requests you want to make known?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. Before I do that, can I, you care if I say something real quick? I'll try to make it fast.
Go ahead. Okay, Lord. We got 8 minutes left.
Lord. I was thinking about how, you know, we're talking about blessings tonight, and I was thinking about reaping and sowing.
Amen.
You know, but so, praise God. You know, I was thinking about in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh. And if you sow adultery and fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, wrath, strife, those things, you know, then they're gonna, people's going to reap those kind of things. But if we sow the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Praise God. So when we plant corn, we're going to reap corn. And it's just that's the natural thing that happens. If we plant an apple tree, we're going to reap apples. So if we plant the goodness of God, if we're saved and we plant those things, we're going to reap what we sow. So if we're to be good to others, the two great commandments are to love God, praise the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love your neighbor, praise the Lord, as you love yourself, praise God. And, yeah, we want to ask for prayer, unspoken requests that Brother Green and I are going through. We told you and Sister Betty about it there, but we just want God's timing to be just right in this. What we're deciding to do here, and we want God to totally be His will. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Green?
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to say I've got a lot of loved ones out here. Not too far from here, and they're not saved, and there's very few of them that are saved. Time's ticking away, and they're getting older and older, and I just, you know, just fearful thing that if they don't get in, they're going to be lost, and I hope some of them may be listening into the broadcast, but hopefully they are, but I don't know. But I tell you, it's time for people to get in and get saved. It's time. To purpose in your heart that you're going to serve God. And if you're out there listening tonight, I just want to encourage you to find you a house of God somewhere, find you a church house and get in there and find you an altar and make your heart right, get your heart right with God, because time is running out. And that's about all I have to say. Just lift up my loved ones and a lot of people in this area that's not saved, and our churches, some of them are struggling, and our small churches, and they need support and financial help, and if they could get souls in and get them saved, they would have all the support they need, but it seems like people don't want to serve God this day and age, but we're living in a falling away time, seems like, but there's no excuse for us Christians. We need to get on fire for God, and that's what I'm trying to do. Just pray for us and our household, family members, loved ones, and I'll turn it back to you.
Amen. Appreciate that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Frieda, you got any special prayer requests or anything you want to say?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm good. I am enjoying the broadcast tonight, though.
Amen. I've enjoyed it, too. Praise the Lord. Okay, we've got a bunch of needs here we need to pray for, so let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them there. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, you see them, God, Lord, every need of these. Father, Lord, that's the request is that was given here tonight. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you will save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, that you will turn around, God, these that sick and afflicted, God, these that's got cancers, Lord. We rebuke them cancers, Father. We command that they loosen the person, Lord, that they've got a latch on. We command that cancer devil to be casted out right now, Father, and set them free. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, right now for the healing, God, of each and every one of them, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And, Lord, we pray for every listener, God, that we've got on there tonight. Lord, each and every one of them, Lord, we pray that you meet their needs, God. Whatever the need is, Father, you know, God, and you know who they are and who they are. And, Father, we just ask you, God, that you will touch them, Lord, and set them free. In Jesus' holy name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I see that we've got about 2 minutes left, so we'll just go ahead and shut it off there tonight. It's good that each one of you has called in and had a part of it, and just pray that everybody got a good blessing, and I hope and pray that someone out there heard something tonight that touched their soul, and I believe they did, because God's Word said that it wouldn't return to void, but it accomplished what it sent forth to do. So I just praise God for it tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we'll just go ahead. We got 1 minute and a few seconds, so we'll just go ahead and say good night to everybody, and God bless you. We love you and appreciate all of you who called in. So we'll talk to you next week. And
okay.
Brother and Sister Green have a broadcast comes on Friday night. So from 11 until 12, so or from 10 until 12.
Yeah, 10
praise
to 12.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. Go ahead and give the address there to how they get on our to you there, Brother Green.
Praise God. It's blogtalkradio.com, the Macedonian call around the globe.
Praise the Lord. So you heard it. So God bless. We'll say good night. God bless every one of you. Bye-bye.
God bless you too. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye.